Good morning and welcome in, everybody. Today we're going to take a look at a passage of Scripture, but before we do that, I wanted to tell you a little story. You know, the Drake Passage is a 500-mile passageway from Cape Horn to Antarctica's South Shetland Islands, and it's extremely deep with an average depth of over 11,000 feet and described as having the roughest seas in the world. Throughout the years, it's been claimed that over 20,000 sailors have lost their lives in this area, as the destructive surroundings have sunk more than 800 ships in its turbulent waters. Some people have reported extremely high rogue waves reaching over 65 feet tall. Strong ocean currents, along with harsh winds and heavy storms, can create a perilous atmosphere for all those who travel through it. And this reminds me of the Christian life. You know, the Drake Passage is known as one of the most perilous seas in the world. But it's nothing in comparison to the sea of wickedness that is going on in the world around us today. Many people cannot even see it coming because their conscience is completely numb to the truth in Christ. The current age that we live in is a wicked time. Worse now, I think, than any other age that people have lived through. These days are different from the past because it seems nobody dares raise a voice against the immorality and the evils that are done openly and in a public manner for all to see. It is a perilous time as this world sinks further into the abyss of sin. It is a world that is headed for destruction, just like a ship being destroyed out on the Drake Passage. 2 Timothy 3:1 says this, "Know also that in the last days perilous times shall come, for men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truce breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof, from such turn away. For of this sort are they which creep into houses and lead captive silly women, laden with sins, led away with diverse lusts, ever learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. Now as Jannes and Jambres withstood Moses, so do these also resist the truth. Men of corrupt minds, reprobate concerning the faith. But they shall proceed no further, for their folly shall be manifest unto all men, as theirs also was." Before the return of our Lord Jesus is going to be a time of suffering that this world has never known or will ever be known again. It's going to be even worse than the days of Noah. Take a look around you, because many of these things are happening right before our eyes. It's a reminder of the wicked age that we live in and the quickly approaching return of our Lord Jesus. Matthew 24:21 says, "For then shall be great tribulation, such as was not since the beginning of the world to this time, no, nor ever shall be. And except those days should be shortened, there should no flesh be saved. But for the elect's sake, those days shall be shortened." There's always been wickedness going on in this world, but the church is supposed to be a beacon of light. Now you've got all kinds of evil happening in places that profess to carry the cross of Christ Jesus. Rather than crucifying the flesh and departing from sin, they live openly in complete rebellion against biblical truth. They claim to be followers of the Christian life, but they deny everything that it stands for. Titus 1 verse 16 says, "They profess that they know God, but in works they deny him, being abominable and disobedient, and unto every good work reprobate." It is a false form of Christianity that completely rejects the teachings of Christ, and they aren't even brothers in the faith, because true brothers in Christ would have a desire to do the will of God just as Jesus taught. All they are is reprobates according to the faith. Mark 3:35 says, "For whosoever shall do the will of God, the same is my brother and my sister and mother." These places have women preaching and teaching God's word, which is completely forbidden. They have sexually immoral people preaching from their pulpits, demanding tolerance and acceptance of their impenitent and wicked lifestyles. This is going on right now. They are sinful guides, impenitent hellions who are filled up with vile affections. Romans 1 verse 26. For this cause God gave them up unto vile affections, for even their women to change the natural use into that which is against nature, and likewise also the men, leaving the natural use of the woman, burning their lust one toward another, men with men working that which is unseemly, and receiving in themselves that recompense of their error, which was meet. Those who hang out with them are just as evil as they are. This is because they join hands with the wicked, and they fellowship with the deeds of darkness. 2 Corinthians 6:14, be not unequally yoked together with unbelievers. For what fellowship hath righteousness with unrighteousness, and what communion hath light with darkness? And what concord hath Christ with Belial? Or what part hath he that believeth with an infidel? And what agreement hath the temple of God with idols? For ye are the temple of the living God, as God hath said, I will dwell in them and walk in them, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Wherefore, come out from among them, and be a separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you, and will be a father unto you, and ye shall be my sons and daughters, saith the Lord Almighty. We are in a period of time when there is a great falling away from biblical truth. It is an age of disobedience and rebellion against the faith that was once given to the saints. Those who preach the truth are being hated by those who profess that God is their Father. John 16:2 says, they shall put you out of the synagogues, yea, the time cometh, that whosoever killeth you will think that he doeth God service. And these things will they do unto you, because they have not known the Father, nor me. The church is supposed to be a faithful and obedient bride of Christ. But on the horizon, we are beginning to see a wicked woman who has given herself completely over to sinful living and fornication. She's an adulteress and a scoffer. Rather than being a chaste virgin for Christ, she is a complete fool, led astray by the devil and his agents, and giving herself completely over to wicked living. 2 Peter 3:3 says, knowing this first, that there shall come in the last days scoffers, walking after their own lusts. Romans 1 verse 28 says, and even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a reprobate mind to do those things which are not convenient, being filled with all unrighteousness, fornication, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, debate, deceit, malignity, whisperers, backbiters, haters of God, despiteful, proud, boasters, inventors of evil things, disobedient to parents, without understanding, covenant breakers, without natural affection, implacable, unmerciful, who, knowing the judgment of God, that they which commit such things are worthy of death, not only do the same, but have pleasure in them that do them. Don't ever forget that I said this. Perilous times are on the way. A tumultuous voyage of religious rebellion against God. A world that professes spirituality, but lacks obedience to Christ. People who claim to be religious, but reject the teachings of our faith. Individuals who claim that they believe in God, but they reject God's only begotten Son. Get ready and hold fast, because it's going to get rough as a storm of rebellion rears its ugly head somewhere out on the Drake Passage. So let's think about these things for right now. We can be found on your web browser by searching TLKJBC, where you can find our diaries distributed through various platforms. We are not associated nor affiliated with any other religious groups, and you can get our entire podcast feeds directly along with transcripts at tlkgabc.com. Or I suppose that you could find us somewhere up here in the great northern Minnesota woods. Peace to you all, and Lord willing, we'll talk with you some more tomorrow. Till then, bye-bye, everybody.